This is the brief on maximizing small spaces with timber flooring. If you're dealing with a cramped bedroom or narrow apartment, choosing the right floor acts like a structural, optical illusion that instantly tricks your eye into seeing a much larger area or space. First, let's lay the groundwork with plank size. Medium-width boards, say 130 to 150 millimeters, are the sweet spot. Ultra-narrow boards create too many seams. Think of wearing a shirt with tiny, tight stripes. It creates chaotic visual noise, cluttering the space before you even add furniture. On the flip side, extra-wide boards over 220 millimeters completely ruin the scale. Always run boards parallel to your longest wall, or diagonally, to stretch the space and avoid a choppy ladder effect. Second, let's talk color and grade. Light woods, like natural Australian blackbutt, literally push the room's limits outward by diffusing light. Dark woods like Jarrah can work, but only paired with crisp white walls for a cozy capsule. Stick to smooth select or prime wood grades. You might love that rustic farmhouse trend, but honestly, in a small space, doesn't all that extra texture from deep knots just end up looking like messy clutter? Finally, the finish. Do yourself a favor and pick a matte or satin top coat over a high gloss one. People always assume shiny floors bounce light to make rooms look bigger. Actually, high gloss acts like a mirror, sharply reflecting walls and highlighting the exact, cramped constraints of the room, whereas a matte finish beautifully softens those edges. To stretch your square footage without moving a single wall, just remember, medium planks run lengthwise, light smooth grains, and a matte finish are your ultimate tools for an open, airy sanctuary.